proclamation number 4969 dated the September 19th, 1950. Light, shadow of death. Deceptive light, God's help by means of sickness and suffering. Anyone who is not impressed by my word is still subject to the shadow of death. He does not recognize the light and deliberately keeps his eyes closed because he prefers darkness and thus prevents the light from entering. He keeps his sights on the world where deceptive lights are constantly flashing and dazzling his eyes, so that he either fails to see the gentle light shining from the spiritual kingdom or entirely ignores it for the sake of the secular light. He is enthralled by everything of an earthly nature and, if he is approached by a messenger of light with my word which suggests that he should renounce earthly possessions for the sake of his soul's salvation, he turns away indignantly, because he has no concept of the life of the soul and does not want to relinquish the world because he feels comfortable in it, and thus he is approaching spiritual death. My word could provide him with spiritual treasures. My word could give him a light which soothes his soul. My word could awaken him to eternal life. Yet he is taken in by the world and only looks for and desires that which provides his body with comfort. He remains in the dark despite the world's deceptive light. For this reason I want to help him learn to despise the world by presenting its possessions as transient and worthless, by allowing his body to grow weak and by reminding him of his physical death. Even that which a person deems most desirable I allow to fall apart and to shatter. I let the person suffer earthly adversity and distress, bear suffering and illness and make him realize that the world will not help him. I allow the person to plunge down from an earthly elevated position. I allow poverty to replace wealth, and only ever for the purpose of his recognizing the worthlessness and impermanence of what he desires, and time and again I will make my word accessible to him, so that he will try to find a substitute in it for the earthly things he had lost. I let him experience darkness where no deceptive light will flash anymore, so that he will see the gently light from above and turn to it, so that he will escape from the night of death into the light of life. This is why the suffering on earth will never end, because time and again I want to draw people to myself who are still distant from me and subject to the prince of the world, but whose course of life will soon be over without having resulted in success for the soul, on account of which it is embedded on earth. And in all places I will let a light shine in the darkness, and anyone who allows himself to be illuminated by its gentle glow will first move from the darkness into a dim light which he finds comforting and his desire for light will grow. My word will touch his heart. He will recognize it as a loving fatherly word, as the only path to life, and his soul will enter from the shadow of death into the land of light, into eternal life. Amen.